Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Oh, with great little bits of advice and inviting questions and colorful blank pages for writing, Colleen Murtaugh-Parator's new book, Fireflies, A Writer's Notebook, offers writers of all ages a place to capture ideas when they spark. You know, so like if an idea is like a firefly and then it lights up, then you grab it in your hands and then you put it in the jar and then hopefully you let it out so it'll live a happy life. Parator makes the case to travel to the firefly fields inside your own mind and heart to write what only you can write without worrying about whatever those rules are. She'll be at the Albany Children's Book Festival at the Albany Academies on Saturday, and it's a pleasure to welcome Colleen Murtaugh-Parator to the roundtable this morning. How are you? It's so nice to have you here.
Great to be here, Joe.
Yeah,
thank
always
you
love
for
when
having
you're here.
Me. Yay.
How did you come to this project? Typically, when you come in, you're talking about a new, you write extensively for children and will often write series. So what brought you down this path?
Well, when my very first book was published in 2004, a picture book with Simon and Schuster, and I started doing school visits, I started bringing this a jar with a yellow top that I got at the dollar store to sort of visually illustrate to children that, you know, your ideas come like fireflies and you catch them in a jar, and I would hold up this jar. And I was at Hammergrill Elementary School in Delmar, that's close to here, the capital region. And I was talking about the fireflies and catching firefly ideas. And at the end of it, this boy came running up to me and he said, "You've got to write about the fireflies, write about the fireflies." And it was almost like an instruction to me. So I said, "Okay." And he wrote down his name and his, and I sort of, that's been in my mind. And all these years I've had 19 books published. I still bring this jar and I talk about catching ideas like fireflies.
So let me see, what's in the jar?
What's in the jar?
Yeah. What do you have
I
in
realize
the jar?
This is radio, but
no, I know. But I'm curious as to.
Oh well, whenever I talk about writing in school visits, or if I'm teaching about writing, I always bring this little lion, which it's a small sculpture of a lion head,
like a bust of a lion.
Yes, and I talk about falling in love with reading. My mom bringing me to the Troy Public Library every Saturday, and there's the county courthouse two doors down, and I would stick my hand in the lion's mouth. So I'd bring the lion because writing and reading are inexorably linked, and so to talk about writing, you have to talk about reading first.
Sure.
And so I have that in there, and I have this little I used to just flicker my hands in the in the air, and kids would get the firefly idea. Now I've got these cool little light up rings.
Oh,
I order in droves.
Oh yeah, and that obviously signifying like the firefly.
Exactly.
It's there, and then it's not. That's
and sometimes
great.
It shuts off, and
that's
then
good.
And I have a pen, and I have actually the little. The boy, he wrote his name down for me, and that was in 2006, and I had that stuck on my wall. And so I've been sort of internalizing all that I've learned about writing and what seems to inspire others. And so finally I was able to put it into a notebook.
The book is beautiful.
Thank you.
And I guess a notebook is the best way to describe it, because you have tips in there, you have things, but there's plenty of room for creation.
Yes, yes. If I can do anything when I'm out talking with young people in schools, it's not to be the person with the red check mark. It's
right.
To say, and certainly there is... that's very important that we learn how to write correctly and clearly and meet all of our Common Core goals. And hand in hand with that is we don't want to spoil a child's natural excitement about catching an idea. So I'm hoping fireflies can be like the happy place, the happy counterpart, if you will, to the other part of writing.
You don't want to hamper the creativity.
Yes.
You don't want to hamper the art. You don't want to hamper what is going on. And as you say, as I mentioned in the introduction, about these rules of and I remember one of the greatest classes I ever took when I was in grade school, I guess, was that it was you could write whatever you want, and don't worry about punctuation, don't worry about anything, just get ideas out on a paper.
Nice.
And that's very freeing, isn't it?
It really is, and it teaches a person of any age the joy of, it's very powerful just to pick up a pen and a blank page, and you don't know what is going to come out on that page, and to hand people that power, it's a wonderful thing.
I hadn't thought about that since I just said that to you. It was Mrs. Foley.
There you go.
And yeah, she was a great teacher. She was from Chicago and had a wonderful Midwestern accent. I remember that very, very well. When you go to schools, how do you follow it up? And then, I mean, do you read what the kids are writing?
Sure. Sure. Sometimes they're walking out to the parking lot, you know, showing me what they've written. I'll go in and I always talk about reading first and then we do some writing stuff. And I want to share my excitement and joy and love of writing and love to read what kids write.
So walk us through how you would, in a perfect world, how you would see this book used.
Well, when it came out, I was invited to, I believe it was a Lansingburg fourth and fifth grade class, and the publisher, Little Pickle Press, very generously offers a 25% discount to schools and a 50% discount to Title I schools. So this was a Title I school that brought me in to do a little program with fourth and fifth graders, and they all got a copy of the book. Pioneer Bank locally paid for the books. And so I was able to say to kids, you can write whatever you want to write in this. And kids would raise their hand, you know, like, even if it's sad, or like, absolutely, if it's sad, write about what you care about, what you want to write about. And that was last June. And to get a letter from the that librarian over the summer, just saying kids were just, they couldn't stop writing in them. And that's to me so exciting. That's the perfect world use of the book.
What do you want? I guess I was going to ask you what do you want them to write, but that's probably too specific. I mean, you want them to write anything.
I want them to write whatever they want to write about.
It doesn't matter.
The little, I hate to say prompts because I was a kid and a grown-up who hates it when someone sets up a structure for me and says, write about that blank. I hate that. It like blocks me in. The spark starters, I call them, in this book are like, write about a favorite teacher. You just mentioned Mrs. Foley.
Yeah.
There's rich stuff there for writing. Write from your senses. Write from emotion. Robert Frost said, you know, no tears for the writer, no tears for the reader, no surprise for the writer, no surprise for the reader. So I'll say, write about a time you were really excited or really sad or really happy or really hopeful.
And those are not prompts, as you say, but direction, and gets, because otherwise a blank page can be intimidating, can it?
Yes, it can. Yes, it can. Yeah. So there's little spark starters throughout the book, and then there's a lot of blank pages in the book.
You're going to have this event at the Albany Children's Book Festival at Albany at the Albany Academies on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, this is a great event. They've been doing it for several years now. Really wonderful.
The 50 authors there.
Mm-hmm. You've been a part of it for a while. So what will you be doing and how will that be laid out? Do you know?
There's 50 authors and illustrators there, and I'm just one of the pack.
Okay.
Happy to be there. And then I'll be speaking at the Girls Incorporated Small, Strong, Smart, and Bold Breakfast next Thursday morning. I'm going to be the literary ambassador for Girls Incorporated coming year, and I'm all about empowering young people, and so that's exciting.
When it comes to the, I guess that next step of what the schools, do you have thoughts as to how, once you get them writing, of then how you incorporate that into a regular routine?
For the child, for the young person?
The kids, and how can schools appreciate that and encourage that?
Some children are very fortunate to be in classrooms where there is time built in to do free writing.
Right.
That has shrunk a little bit.
Sure.
The beauty of this is it can be a place where a child can just, you know what, this can be my fun place around writing. And I'll pick this up and, oh, maybe I'll write about Christmas, or maybe I'll write about a birthday, or maybe I'll write about what my dreams are for the future without anybody standing over me with a pen. And then when a child is in a classroom and needs to write something, you got a firefly jar. You know, the child then has this book to look through and say, oh, that's what I could write about. I would be interested in writing about that. That would be fun to write about.
What's next for you? What are you writing
What's next for me? I have a brand new book coming out next month called Writing It Right. This is a departure for me. It's an inspirational memoir co-authored with my mom. It's her first time publication. I think I might have mentioned this to you before, Joe, at a social event, but my mom suffers from severe clinical depression, and I was trying to come over the bridge after a divorce, and I suggested to my mom we get together and each week and share something we had written that was positive. And we did it for a whole year. We met in different Troy restaurants and we shared little encouraging things. And it's called Writing It Right, and it's coming out next month.
Wow, that'll be really fun.
No, thank you.
And I would think very rewarding for both you and your mother.
I'm excited for her.
Well, you should be excited as well.
Thank you.
The new book is Fireflies, a writer's notebook. You will be at the Albany Children's Book Festival at the Albany Academies on Saturday. 50 writers there. So it's a wonderful event.
Super event.
And really, really fun. And
free.
Really big deal. Yes. And free. Don't forget
that.
And again, the book is Fireflies, a writer's notebook by Little Pickle Press.
Yes.
Which is one of the best publishing companies. Great name,
awesome,
I think.
Awesome.
We post all of our segments online at wamc.org/roundtable if you want to hear this again or find out any of the information. Colleen, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program.
Treat
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.